Crystal Reiki, created by the Center of Excellence, narrated by Jane Branch.
Center of Excellence, Crystal Reiki. Module 1, Introduction to Crystal Reiki. What is Crystal Reiki? It's nothing new for Reiki practitioners to use crystals in their sessions. Up until now, the practice has been largely intuitive, with Reiki practitioners integrating their own knowledge and experience in the combined sessions. With Crystal Reiki, you gain a complete system for use with clients and a way to go forward, attuning to master level and teaching others how to use crystals and Reiki in powerful balanced harmony. The effects felt are deeply profound and happen as a result of the combined frequencies. As you already know, Usui Reiki is a powerful system, and the more you use it, the more aware you become of its energy and the universal energy you have at your disposal. Throughout this course, you'll be working with the same powerful Reiki energy, only here you learn to let go of limitations and explore the possibility of working with the universal life force. Many practitioners never perform distance Reiki because they don't believe that energy can be transported through time and space to benefit others, be it distance healing or distance attunements. As Reiki practitioners, we are working with the same energy and we're breathing the same air. But when your personal belief system limits your use of Reiki energy, you limit your own possibilities. We're using science to blast through those limits, going further so you can practice and experience Reiki on a higher level without conscious limiting thoughts in the way. Matter on a quantum level. On the fundamental level of matter, the long-accepted model of how an atom behaves no longer applies. What we're trying to get to grips with is the acceptance of our reality existing in a state of flux, where what we experience as a constant, because our perception is seriously limited, is actually flashing in and out of existence, depending on our presence and observation. Matter, we believed, was solid and fixed, but now we know that matter is 99.9999% energy and the rest is solid matter. In the quantum world, everything exists as energetic waves of probability and we make things appear in our reality by using awareness. Matter on the quantum level doesn't behave like matter on any other level. We know what gravity is and how it behaves, or how it affects matter, whereas an electron disregards this rule and does its own thing instead. We live in a world with rules and guidelines which, although not actually set in stone, may as well be. Collectively, we conform to these rules because without them, we would feel out of control. Reality would not make sense, and that would possibly leave us in a state of flux and chaos. Perhaps the first introduction you had to the idea of collective belief was The Emperor's New Clothes. It's also a lot easier to stay within the frame of accepted rules rather than change your belief, and why we automatically disregard the things we don't understand or start looking for the trick, the catch, or hoax. Because the one thing we know for certain is, it just can't be true. Luckily, science is beginning to understand that maybe rules need to be rewritten and expanded upon, perhaps even broken from time to time. Numerous studies have been carried out to measure the effect of energy healing on patients with physical complaints, and all show positive results. One of the most cited studies was conducted by Leonard Liebovici in 2001, a double-blind study on over 3,000 hospitalized patients with sepsis. Half the group received prayer from a distance, and the other group had no intervention. If you perform Reiki distance healing, you won't be surprised to hear that the group receiving distance prayers fared better than the other group. The time it took before the fever was reduced, as was their time in hospital, and there was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?